Proclamation number 6396 of 9th of November, 1955. Delivery once and now. When I descended to Earth, it was shrouded in deepest darkness. All light was extinguished or hindered in its luminosity, and people were in great distress. Then the light itself descended to Earth. The infant Jesus came into the world and began his earthly course, which ended with his exaltation on the cross. The Savior was born, who is to redeem man from sin and death. I myself came to earth, I embodied myself in the man Jesus who wanted to fulfill a mission which a human being could only carry out because he was to be a role model for all people on earth, which they too could strive for because it was humanly possible. The Savior Jesus Christ was born into this world, into a world of weakness and imperfection, into a world of sins and vices. A pure, divine soul. The Son of God took abode in the human shell of a child, and this soul, as the man Jesus, now consciously walked an earthly path in the midst of that sinful world, which resulted in his complete merging with me, so that I myself could take abode in him, and my spirit shone as the brightest light through the man Jesus, and he was able to radiate through everything that opened itself to him. And the infant Jesus already proved his divine mission to people, for at times my spirit expressed itself through this infant, yet only to those who had not forgotten me, who carried faith in a God in their heart and called to this God for salvation, for they felt the darkness to be misfortune and called to me for help. I sent my Son to earth, for I wanted to bring help to people by contacting them myself, by clearing the way to me into their father's house. But as God, I could not make direct contact with them because the great distance from me made this impossible. For this reason I sent my Son to earth, a being closely associated with me, who voluntarily offered to serve as a mediator, which therefore wanted to carry the light from above down to earth and thereby illuminate a path which leads from the abyss to the height. I sent a being which had emerged from me and remained with me when countless beings voluntarily separated from me. And I gave this being a fleshly cover which was to be my abode as soon as the human being's mission began. Although I made every effort to ensure that this shell came into the world pure and spotless, the soul now had to travel the same path on earth as every other human being. From childhood the same demands were placed upon it. The infant Jesus grew up in the midst of people, and in the midst of people who were sinful he had to keep his body pure and fight against everything that would have contaminated it. For he was to become my abode, I myself wanted to embody myself in the man Jesus, and the fact that I was able to do so is his work, his will and his love for me. For love was the light which he brought with him to earth, but which he also had to let flare up in himself into a bright flame, just as it is the task of all of you to ignite the spark of love resting in you and to constantly kindle it into ever higher embers. A light shone down to earth, and this light sought a human shell for itself. The Savior was born to you humans, for I took pity on humanity which languished in deepest darkness and could not free itself from it alone. My love took care of people and sent them a Savior, I myself descended to Earth in order to redeem you humans. Amen.